Dear God, this Advent season is a time when we wait. And many of us begin to feel like children again as we wait for that Christmas morning and all the family activities. But Lord, this is also a hard year, hard time of year. Suicide rates increase this time of year because of things that we've just been talking about. Because some people don't have families where they have and feel joy this time of year. Sometimes this is a very depressing time of year for some people. And so as a church, God, we just ask for your powerful anointing, not only upon each of us, all those who worship here, but all those around us, Lord. Help us know where they are spiritually and whether they're happy or sad, so that we can lay our helping hand on their shoulder. Maybe say a prayer that is just in a moment when we decide to do it. Just however we decide to be with a person, Lord, that needs your presence, we ask you to open up our spirits, open up our minds and our eyes and our ears to people that are around us this time of year so that we can be present in their lives. We thank you, God, for your powerful presence in this church. We give you glory, God, for all the wonderful things that are taking place in the ministries of this church. And we thank you for its growth, Lord, and for the people's steadfastness that are here, Lord. We ask for that to continue, and we trust you in all things. And we ask, Lord, that as this church grows in ministry, that you would help us remain in your blessings. Help us move and change so that we can be a part of what you're blessing in this world. Be with all those, Lord, who have lost loved ones. Be with all those who are sick or have some disease such as cancer, Lord. Bless them. Send your healing Holy Spirit upon them. And again, help us as a church be present with them. In Jesus' holy name, amen. All right, the choir is going to sing Sing Noel. All right, if you'd grab your Bibles and let's turn to Matthew 2. Matthew 2. Now, I have through a couple meetings this week that were absolutely awesome. Whenever I started the church, it wasn't whenever God helped Jamie and I start the church that it is in O'Fallon, Church of the Crossroads, we were ever present of how people were just didn't know about this book. And it was just in our face every day because the people that we ministered to maybe didn't even know what Christianity was necessarily or anything like that. And so I know at some churches I've insulted people who are longtime Christians when I say, does anybody know where the book of Matthew is? All right? This is not saying on Sunday morning that I am preaching to a church where no one knows where the book of Matthew is. Where my spirit and my mind is for that, even if it's just one person that's worshiping here, even today, that may honestly not know. I want them to feel welcome in this worship space. And I want them to be able to open up their Bible. And I want to help them find that scripture. I hope you all understand that. And I hope you can see where I'm coming from on that. So, some people don't even know that there's two books in the Bible. Some people don't know that this book is made up of 66 individual books. They think this is a book. So, as I do things like this, please know, if you know where Matthew is, then I'm not talking to you, right? I'm talking to somebody who may not know who that is. So Matthew, the New Testament, of course, is the last third of the Bible, and Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. And I invite you to turn to Matthew chapter 2 with me.